Ethan Snow, the man she'd thought about almost every day for the past 5 years. The room narrowed to just the two of them. She couldn't speak, couldn't breathe, and then, as if someone had thumped her on the back, her heart kick-started again. The men said hello, but she could only feel one man's hot stare boring into her. That golden hazel gaze that had haunted her dreams for so long was the same, though instead of the laughter she remembered filling it before, it was now cold and hard and stunned. She'd known him for a month before they spent the weekend together, but she'd thought... She dug her fingernails into her palms, welcoming the bite of pain. It didn't matter what she'd thought. He'd left. He'd told her she was special, that he wanted to keep seeing her because he felt something for her, but it had been a lie. When his orders came down, he'd sent Trey to tell her he'd had fun, but it had to be over. Trey, who'd been so kind and sympathetic, who'd systematically wormed his way into her life and promised to love her forever. She'd been stupid enough to believe him once it was clear Ethan was never coming back. Paisley lifted her chin a fraction. Watching Ethan in her peripheral vision, he still watched her in shocked silence. She didn't know what to say, but she knew she couldn't acknowledge him. Not here, not like this. He'd left her behind, abandoned her after all his talk of wanting to see where the future took them, and her life had changed for the worse. She wanted to hate him, but her heart refused. Ethan scraped to his feet, the chair scratching across the wood floor, the sound jarring deep in her soul. He dropped money on the table.
Gotta get going, guys. I've got a couple of things I need to get done. See you tomorrow.
He strode toward the back of the building, disappearing into the darkened hallway that led to the bathrooms and the back door. She wanted to follow him, to ask him why she hadn't been enough, why he'd lied. But she was frozen in place, aching inside, willing him to return and apologize for everything. He didn't, though. He stayed gone, just like before.
Ethan didn't know where he was going when he peeled out of the parking lot. All he knew was that he needed to escape. It had taken him a second longer to recognize her than it should have because her hair was chopped off, but when she'd finally lifted her head to look at everyone, he'd known that what he'd felt in his gut wasn't wrong. Paisley Allen was there in the dog with Daphne, Callie, Emma, and Rory, waving shyly, flashing the heart tattoo on her wrist. He wore its twin under his left pec. Nobody really noticed it these days because of all the other ink he wore, but he knew it was there. He'd reached up to rub the spot, but the ache didn't go away. He knew from hard experience that it wouldn't. Emma said she was the new librarian, but all Ethan had felt was the rushing in his ears as he stared at the woman in the black dress with the freakishly short hair. Not that she didn't look amazing with short hair. If anything, she looked even more beautiful than she had 5 years ago. He'd needed to escape, needed to get out of there before he made an ass of himself by demanding to know what the actual... He rolled down the driver's window, let the night air fill the truck's cabin as he drove without a destination. He left Sutton's Creek behind, headed down dark roads with thousands of lightning bugs glowing in the trees and fields. It was a sight that never ceased to amaze, and yet his soul remained troubled. Paisley Rose Allen. The last time he'd seen her, she had long hair and the kind of smile that made people stop and look. He'd been on temporary assignment to the Special Forces Group A at Eglin Air Force Base, training with Army Green Berets for guerrilla operations in Afghanistan. He could remember Paisley walking into the beach bar in Destin, where he'd been kicking back with some of his guys, remember the way they'd all stopped talking to watch her. He'd fantasized about her legs wrapping around his waist, and then she'd gone behind the bar, put an apron over her shorts, grabbed a tray, and headed their way. That was the beginning.